The ambulance crew were lucky to escape without serious injury when settlers threw rocks at their vehicle last week. They were called out to treat Palestinians who'd been injured when settlers attacked a village in the occupied West Bank.
I didn't think we would make it out of there alive. We were driving between cars that were on fire, and I would never have expected that they would attack an ambulance.
There were an average of 17 settler attacks a week on Palestinians in 2022, a 170% increase in 5 years, according to the UN. With Israel's new governing coalition, including far-right ministers elected by settlers, many Palestinians fear the violence will get worse.
The US government says it opposes settlement expansion and the legalization of outposts. But the Israeli government is promising to do just that. Those new grey and white apartments over there are illegal settlements right here in the heart of the West Bank. And last year, just 3% of police cases involving settler violence resulted in a conviction.
Firas Alami is from an Israeli group that monitors settler attacks. He says they now have no fear and come right into the villages.
They're emboldened because Israeli law enforcement gives them impunity and the power to carry on and escalate. When there is no accountability, the attacks increase and so does the violence. Today, because they are in a position of power within the government, they feel more immune.
Settlements started appearing not long after Israel occupied the West Bank in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. There are now around 290 of them, all illegal under international law. The settlements, in blue on this map, are gradually expanding and will eventually join together, a tactic Palestinian official Hassan Daglas says was used when Israel was founded.
They want to implement a plan to transfer Palestinians from areas close to settlements, a scene similar to that in 1948, when Zionist gangs committed massacres and instilled fear to drive Palestinians out of their homes. Today we have another attempt, new gangs, new names, price tag, hilltop youth, you name it.
No settlers have been charged in connection with the attack on the ambulance on Saturday. Israeli police say they'll investigate the incident, but have yet to make any arrests. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Ramallah.